It's curling day in Saskatchewan, and we're so pleased to be joined by one of the teams that have already qualified for the trials, Mr. John Epping. Good morning, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I want to know, how are you feeling right now watching Brendan Botcher at the Worlds?
You know what? I think they're in a great spot right now. Obviously, I'd rather be the team that's there, but really glad that we have a great representative in Brendan. They had a phenomenal Brier, and happy for them winning their first Brier after losing about three in a row, I think, finals. So they look good, and hopefully they can finish top six, I guess, and get Canada a spot in the Olympics.
I should have prefaced my question with, are you able to watch? Because I'm such a bitter and jaded person that I never would have been able to watch if I wasn't there.
You know what? Yeah, usually after I lose at an event, I don't like to watch the rest of it. I can't stand losing, but you know what? You got to put that aside, and you got to cheer for Canada this week, obviously. And anytime no matter what sport, when the Maple Leaf is on somebody's back, you want to cheer them on and support them. I'm a proud Canadian.
So, are you armchair skipping at all? Like, why is he doing that?
No, I don't. I trust Brendan. He's a great skip, smart guy. They're a fantastic team, and you can't do that, especially when you've been in when you've been there in position before. So we'll leave that for the rest of the people in Canada to do.
The Tim Hortons Canadian Curling Trials are coming to Saskatoon in November, and John Epping, your team qualified thanks to a victory at the 2019 Canada Cup. I know this is a four-year cycle, and you often hear that. Where is your team at in the four-year cycle? Are you where you want to be?
I think there's still some work to be done. I wouldn't say we're where we want to be. Just based on, obviously, the pandemic has changed our way of training and hasn't probably allowed us to, it hasn't allowed us to maybe prepare in the way we want to, try some new things, switch some things up, and continue to have the success that we did in that curling season, which led to Tina winning the Canada Cup. So, hopefully, we'll be able to, at the end of the season, have a good idea of where we're heading in the next six months leading up to the trials. It's coming quickly. So it's, there's still some work to be done, and we'll see what the pandemic, gives us.
You see some of the sweepers in Calgary are huffing and puffing. Is it harder physically after you've had some period of inactivity, or what about mentally, just preparing the strategic game of chess that you're playing on the ice?
Yeah, no doubt. No, you can work as hard and train as hard as you want in the gym. But until you get into the game situations and play those two or three games in a day, it's really hard to condition your body. So I think, you probably saw that you're seeing that at these events. You saw it at the Brier, a bit of huffing and puffing because we're not in that top game shape that we'd like to be. By now, we've played 100 games this season, which really conditions your body. I mean, of course, you'd like to think the guys are and the women are extra fresh, but still, I don't think the conditioning is totally there. Also, I think, a bit of the dryness in, we noticed a bit of the dryness in the arena, which, even I was sweeping in the mixed doubles and I noticed a big difference. Mentally too, yeah, just even feeling the pressure and having had some games to throw that last pressured stone has got to, I think it affected everybody as well. And even just the mind, usually you're seeing a couple of million curling stones come down the sheet in a year, right? And not seeing that in a whole season, definitely you're going to see some, see some rust from everybody, which I think we saw early in every event. But as each event goes on, you saw teams get better and better.
If it makes you feel any better, I was huffing and puffing every time I got out of my chair to run upstairs to the fridge and then back down. Like I wasn't in mid-season form either, if that makes you feel any better at all.
Oh, that's really eased my mind knowing that.
What is it like playing in front of cardboard cutouts? Because we right now are planning for and hoping for a full house in Saskatoon come the Canadian Curling Trials. What does having people in the stands mean to you on the ice?
It means a lot. I mean, just the energy, having your friends, your family, your sponsors, all the people that, that support you, you want them in the stands. And of course, all the supporters of the other teams, even though I wish they'd all be for Tina, I think, but that's okay. We miss that. And it felt different in the bubble. And, the good things were there was maybe less distractions, easier to communicate because it was really quiet in there. You could drop a pin and hear it. So we just can't. I think I could probably speak for all the curlers. We just want the fans back, and especially in Saskatchewan, it's it's one of my favorite places to play. I got a lot of family in Saskatchewan and support there. So, you know, I love, and such respectable fans in Saskatchewan. So I can't wait to get to the trials. And I'm so hopeful that we'll have everybody in the stands.
I'm pretty sure you just have a bunch of people that have jumped onto your cheering section. John Epping, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me on.